This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Isabel Escobedo Cadena. Date of birth is June the 8th, 1966. Case ID number 1994066. Date of exam, May the 12th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. COVID-19 status. The claimant states that she has had COVID-19 and she had it on February the 6th, 22. She had symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, and diarrhea. She has tested positive for COVID-19 but has not been around any other family members who have had COVID-19. The claimant has had two vaccine shots in 2021 and also a booster in 21. Identifying information. This is a 56-year-old common law female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back pain, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and migraine headaches. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she worked as a provider for 23 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant states that she was taking care of two people that needed a provider at the same time. At the present time, she lives in a house with her partner, and she's not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, back pain. The claimant states that in 2012, she was in a motor vehicle accident where she was hit from behind. She states the character of the pain is a stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to her right leg. She has had no surgery for this condition and states that she was diagnosed with a herniated disc times 4 of the lumbar sacral back area. She has been given over 40 injections of steroid to calm down the inflammation in her back. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 5 minutes, sit 10 minutes, lift approximately 3 pounds above her head, and occasionally bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and is seeing Dr. Norma Cavazos for her condition. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and occasionally walking in the park. The claimant is being treated right now by a family doctor by the name of Dr. Norma Cavazos. She has not seen a chiropractor, but did receive 6 weeks of therapy back in 2012 for her accident. At the present time, she takes multiple medications for her back pain, which she states does give her relief. She takes cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams QHS, baclofen 10 milligrams QHS, naproxen 500 milligrams BID, and occasionally other over-the-counter medications for pain. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain secondary to herniated disc times 4 with right-sided radiculopathy of the lumbar sacral back area. Allegations number 2. The claimant states that in 2000, she was having chest pain, shortness of breath, frontal and occipital headaches, along with blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 140 over 92 mmHg, which is borderline high. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. At the present time, she is taking metoprolol, succinic, 25 milligrams BID, lisinopril, 10 milligrams POQD, losartan, hydrochloride, 100 milligrams /12.5 milligrams QD, furosemide, 20 milligrams QD, amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD, almisartan, medoxolone, POQD, and almesartone, medoxolone, hydrochlorothiazide, 40 milligrams /25 milligrams QD. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 3, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2018 she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but a weight gain of 20 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease, but states that she does have diabetic polyneuropathy of her hands and feet. She does not check her blood glucose and states that it usually at the clinic it comes out between 89 to 230 milligrams /dL. She is presently taking oral medications, which is glyburide 2.5 milligrams POQD. She takes no other medications for her diabetes. Her average hemoglobin A1C is 6.4, which is fairly well controlled. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, migraine headaches. The claimant states that in 2012, she started to develop migraine headaches secondary to the trauma that she sustained in a motor vehicle accident where she herniated 4 lumbar sacral discs. The claimant developed hypertension secondary to the pain and states that she still has headaches anytime she's in severe pain. The character of the pain is a stabbing, sharp pain located in the frontal and occipital area, which lasts approximately 15 minutes. And she states that she has this pain at least once a day. The associated symptoms include vomiting, photophobia, paresthesias, scalp tenderness, and vertigo. She was diagnosed with migraine headaches secondary to herniated disc times 4, the lumbar sacral spine, causing pain. She states that when she does have the pain, she takes ibuprofen 400 milligrams BID, and that it usually takes approximately 4 hours for her to respond to the medication. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 block, stand for 5 minutes, climb 4 steps, and bend over to pick up clothes occasionally. She is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, button her clothes, or put her clothes on by herself. The claimant states that she needs assistance to bathe and has to be cared for most of the time. She states her husband is the one who does this for her. The claimant has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. And She states that the only other physical activity she really does is walking around the house for a little bit of exercise. She is presently taking Escitalopram 10 milligrams QD to help her with some of the pain. And occasional Motrin. The claimant has also been on cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams QHS, biclofen 10 milligrams QHS, and naproxen 500 milligrams BID for pain as well. Family history. The father died at the age of 86 from a myocardial infarction and hypertension. Her mother died at the age of 46 from a myocardial infarction and cancer of the uterus. Medications. Fenofibrate, 160 milligrams QD. Famotidine, 40 milligrams QD. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD. Metoprolol, succinic, 25 milligrams BID. Escitalopram, 10 milligrams QD. Cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QHS. Baclofen, 10 milligrams QHS. Naproxen, 500 milligrams BID. Glyburide, 2.5 milligrams QD. Losartan slash hydrochlorothiazide, 100 milligrams slash 12.5 milligrams QD. Furosemide, 20 milligrams QD. Amlotepine, 10 milligrams QD. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams QD. Simvastatin, 20 milligrams QD. Olmesartan, medoxamalil, 40 milligrams QD. Olmesartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 40 milligrams slash 25 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, lumbar sacral back pain secondary to herniated disc times 4, comma, migraine headaches, comma, muscle spasms, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. Major surgeries, cholecystectomy in 2002. Also, history of right oophorectomy and appendectomy. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any history of the use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit, height 5 feet 1 and a half inches, weight 229 pounds, BP 140 over 92 mmHg, heart rate 89 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 43. General, this is a 56-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with her common law husband. H-E-E-N-T, can you drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, except for mild cataract formation. Can you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly abnormal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does have glasses for reading. Can you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese, and physical exam was difficult. Could you please drop down to the neurological exam? The claimant was alert, but oriented times too, but had fairly good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes, but her memory was poor. Concentration was fair, and she wasn't oriented to time, but was oriented to place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms of the arms and legs. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine, but normal range of motion of the cervical spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities. However, she had abnormal range of motion, motor and sensory findings of both upper extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position. Was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 0 degrees, which is abnormal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was not able to flex more than 90 degrees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had moderate difficulty getting up and down from the exam table. The claimant also had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She has no assistive devices at this time with her. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +3/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and arcolunes reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there is evidence of muscle spasms in all four extremities. Muscle strength was +3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mild to moderately abnormal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine degenerative findings are evident, with the remainder of the radiographic findings on the bony structures of the lumbar spine unremarkable. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the lumbar sacral back area where she has degenerative disc disease. She is unable to heel and toe walk normally, but can walk at a tandem rate. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to restrictive movement and mild cognitive impairment. Probable diagnoses. Number one, back pain, lumbar sacral, with a history of herniated disc x4. Not confirmed with x-rays. The claimant does have an abnormal physical exam for her back, which may be indicative of radiculopathy and lumbar sacral back dysfunction secondary to herniated disc. Allegation number two, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure at this visit was 140/92 mmHg, which is borderline high. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Number three, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. Dash, being treated at this time. The claimant has a hemoglobin A1C of 6.4, which is fairly well controlled. She is presently on oral medications. Allegation number four, migraine headaches, secondary to high blood pressure coming from pain of the lumbar sacral back area, appears to be fairly stable and treated with medications at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Isabel Escobedo Cadena.